I read something about Circleville, Ohio. And then I also thought of, like, Columbus, but you said it was fictional. Mm-hmm. Fuck it, I'll go with that. I'm probably wrong, but yeah. Final answer, Circleville, Ohio.
We're back with Bitch, I Ain't Scared. I'm Nate the Fool.
I'm Rob the Scholar.
Happy New Year, Robbykins.
Happy New Year indeed. 2021 yes. is over.
God. And I'm not, you've seen those memes where it's like, they're like, 2022 is going to be my year. No, just don't even do that. Just let it alone. See how things go. Just, you know, I'm going to test out the first 3 months, but I'm not trying to be like, I claim, like, no. We're not doing that. Last 2 years, bust.
There was this meme that I saw that was a little creepy. It said something about if you're like one of two people, you either say 2021 or 2020 or 2022, or you say 2020, 2021, or 2022. So people are like freaking out because they don't want to say 2020 anymore. So they're trying to stick with like 2000. Oh. Yeah, it's crazy. I just saw it and I was just like, what do I say? Yeah, and I go, I do 2021, 2022. Yeah. So I'm still like in this 2020 vibe. And people are like, should you change it up and say it the other way?
Wow, the superstition of it all.
I know, crazy. Yeah.
I'm going to throw some salt over my shoulder before the clock strikes midnight. Well, quick order of old business, because I realized I'm kind of smart, but also kind of stupid. So last episode, we talked about movies that we enjoy during the holiday season, even though they have nothing to do with the holidays for the most part. I talked about The Faculty. And I remember when I looked it up, I thought it was weird. This is what you need to learn from Uncle Nate, kids. Do not go with the first source. You have to do research. You need multiple sources before you make a conclusion. So I'm stupid for this. So when I looked it up on Google, it said November 12th or something, 1998. And I was like, huh, that's weird. And I was like, well, yeah. I was like, okay, I guess I just, it's from that time of year, but I really thought it was a December release. Well. Last night I came across a picture of the cast members, you know, they're all like happy behind the scenes. And it was like, you know, oh, it's the anniversary of The Faculty. It came out on Christmas Day in 19. I was like, what? God, I knew it came out in December. I didn't remember it came out on Christmas, but I knew it came out in December. So I just wanted to correct myself. It was released in December of 1998. I guess it was released on Christmas. I checked more than one thing this time. So silly me. It actually was a Christmas movie.
You know, Google is weird, or sometimes even IMDb may list a date, but it's the date that it premiered at a festival or in a different country. You really have to be careful with release dates. Not all of them are the same. You know, I still claim Afraid of the Dark came out in 1 year when really it was out earlier in Canada and didn't hit US. So sometimes I get my years wrong. It happens. But Right. Yeah, you definitely have to check more than one source for a release date.
Yeah. And maybe that's what it was. It was the premiere they had. Maybe they had the premiere in November. Who knows? But, you know, just wanted to let you guys know. We've played this game once before. I think it was a lot of fun and it was very challenging. There was some like close calls, but we're going to do it again. And this time, Rob is on the chopping block.
Yes, it is my turn.
We're playing Surviving the Night.
Yes, I have gone to the cellar and I have chosen the artifact of the lollipop pumpkin half bitten.
Trick or treat. Iconic. Now, it's been a while, so we're going to do a little refresher. So the idea is it's based on Cabin in the Woods. Now you've gone into the cellar, you've chosen your item, and now from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m., you have to survive the night. Every hour on the hour, we will ask a question, and if you get it right, Rob, your friends get to live. And if you get it wrong, someone has to die. If you at least can keep the virgin alive until 6 a.m., you win the game. By the very last question, if everybody dies, you lose. The facility remains strong, and they continue to kill people the next year. So, are you ready to meet your friends?
Yes, I am. Who's on my team today?
We have Henry the Whore. He's a whore. Now, Henry is portrayed by Tomo Pennyket. I don't remember what his costume is in the movie. He's like some sort of Robin Hood medieval soldier something. I don't know. Now, with the Whore, all of your friends have a special ability. The Whore, through a lure and distraction, can receive a hint to the answer of the question. Next, we have Danielle the Jock.
Danielle. Yes. Okay.
You know, I mean, I feel like she's strong and she's protective. She's kind of a dick. Yeah. And Danielle is portrayed by Lauren Lee Smith. Through Danielle, brute strength, she's totally got brute strength, she will force the facility to try a different tactic and allow Rob to change the question. We have Rhonda the Fool. Rhonda is portrayed by Sam Todd. And, you know, I really felt like this was a good fit. She's kind of silly, kind of random. She's a little bit of a risk taker, but she is unpredictable.
Definitely unpredictable. I love Rhonda.
So being unpredictable, the fool will make the question into multiple choice for you, Rob. So don't forget. We have Sam, the Scholar.
Nice.
Who is portrayed by Quinn Lord. And being able to decipher and decode, he's not super nice, but still, it fits. He will give you a 50-50 shot at the correct answer. Lori the Virgin.
Of course.
Of course. Portrayed by Anna Paquin. You will have one final shot at the correct answer. So if you get a question wrong, you can invoke Lori. And of course, you know, the virgin has to suffer before dying. So one last shot. And you can choose these abilities in any order. So you don't have to start with the horror necessarily. You can use whoever you want, whenever you want. Well, there is a caveat. So, are you ready, Rob?
I am ready.
Now, we're going to do advanced rules.
Yes, I have opted to have less behind-the-scenes questions. And with that being said, I cannot use any of my abilities until the fourth question or the fourth hour.
Yes. So, we're going to get started.
Hey, Robin, are you ready for trick-or-treating in Warren Valley, Ohio? I know I am. Don't worry, Tricky C is here to guide you through the night and give you some friendly advice.
Put on your scariest costume to run in with the goblins and ghouls.
Always check your candles.
Razor blades and glass.
Don't wander off with any strangers. And never, ever, below. Out your
jack-o'-lantern.
You never know who might be watching. But be warned, since you insist on celebrating in Warren Valley, you can be sure to expect way more tricks
before the sun comes up.
p.m. Time for your first question. Which costume is Maria wearing?
Okay, I made sure to pay attention to those costumes. I thought you were going to ask me all four, but if we're just speaking about Maria, now I have to remember who Maria was. Okay. Okay. I'm hoping this is Maria. I am going to say she was Little Bo Peep.
Final answer?
Final.
That is incorrect.
I knew it! Damn it! I switched her and Janet. Damn! Oh, that sucks. Okay. I wonder if I should just use my virgin because it's such an easy question, but I'm assuming they're going to get harder. I can't lose anybody right now.
Well, but you can't.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Because I advanced.
I can't believe I got. See, this is. I knew this was gonna happen. Go ahead. This game is gonna be a shite show. Ugh.
I just thought this was like the warm up question where I was like,
no. It's a total warm. I can tell you every single costume that they were wearing, but as far as the names, I just switched the names. I thought she was Maria and homegirl was Janet. Damn. Good one. It's a good question.
All right. Well.
The whore dies first. Yeah.
The whore dies first no matter what. So.
All right. So no more hints. No hints. Okay.
Hi, Henry. Oh, sorry you didn't get to use that ability.
Oh, it's all good.
7 p.m. Question number two. Are you ready?
Yes.
What is Sam's weapon of choice?
Sam's weapon of choice. Now, he uses a couple of things in this one. But I'm trying to think. In this movie, he's used a candy bar with a razor in it and also the lollipop. So I'll just go with the lollipop as that's his sort of iconic main one that he uses before and after the movie. Well, within the same scene, but yes. We'll just say the lollipop.
That is correct.
There we go. We got one.
I was like, please get this. I didn't mean for it to be that tricky.
No, but you know what's funny about the candy bar? You'd think that in his bag of tricks, he has these sort of themed, you know, candies that turn into weapons just because that's the kind of, you know, trick-or-treater he is. But that candy bar actually came from Wilkins. He grabs a candy bar in the beginning, and that asshole was fucking with the candy anyway. So it's the same candy bar, and it just happened to have a razor in it. So that fool was giving out messed up candy throughout the whole movie.
Look at that. Good eye. Man, I wish I had caught that. All right. 8 p.m. Question number three. Finish this line.
Fucking quote. Ah, okay, go ahead.
Coach Taylor was in a blank costume, but fucking a blank.
Coach Taylor was in a hot dog costume, fucking a pig. Final.
You are correct.
Yes. Okay, that was the third question. So now I get some help if needed. Okay.
Whew. Yes. Yes. Now you got your friends back. 9 p.m. Question number four. How many children are sacrificed by their parents in the Halloween school bus massacre?
It's a very good question. It's either 7 or 8. I'm going to go with 8. Final answer.
That is correct.
Yes. Okay.
10 p.m. Question number 5. Who does Allie beg for help after she is attacked?
Okay. So I have to know who Allie is now. And it could be any woman in this movie. Okay, who does she beg for help? Oh, I think I know who you're talking about, and hopefully you give me a technicality with this, because I don't know. It's Emma and Henry, the couple. I'm assuming you're speaking about the woman who was attacked at the parade. Let's pray I'm right. I'm going to go final with this.
That is correct.
Yes, I didn't even know she had a name. They said her name?
They don't say her name. I looked it up. Like, she's credited as Allie. And I was like, ha, that's funny. Allie in the alley.
I knew that you would do some shit like this. Because I was what? Like, she doesn't have a name. But I wonder if Nate's going to try and use her anyway.
Look, her name is Allie.
It's fine. It's just hilarious. Because I thought about it. I was like, should I look her up? I was like, nope. She don't say her name. She can't be used. You're your buddy.
She was used. She's from the show Alphas that I really loved, and they canceled it.
Oh, nice. I remember Alphas.
Mm-hmm. She was the one who could, like, make people do stuff.
Yeah. Persuasion.
Mm-hmm. 11 p.m. Question number 6. And you haven't even used anyone yet, Rob.
I know. I mean, I have to really, you know, save all of these. I already lost one, so I got to be careful.
How old is Lori the Virgin?
Oh, I hate you for this. They said this in the movie?
Pretty sure.
Okay, I want to say that she's 18, but I have no receipts for this, so I think I'm going to use one of my friend's abilities. Which no, friend? That's too close. 50-50 is too close. Yeah, multiple choice, obviously. No, I don't want to. Do I change this question? Because it could be harder. I have a feeling this one is just so simple, but yeah, this is not the best question to use
You could try to answer it, but if you
get it wrong, okay, you know what? I will just say, no, God, this sucks. Okay. I feel like it's an average answer of like 16 or 18, but it also could be 21. And then I probably gave you all the multiple choice question or answers to use. So this is why, like, okay, I'm going to use the scholar. I'm going to use Sam and go 50-50.
Okay, so we are doing 50-50.
Yeah, this is so bad.
Is it A, 22, or B, 23?
Whoa, I was wrong on all counts. What? She was legal? I really don't remember them saying an age. I'm going to go with 22. Final.
You got it.
Yes. It's a good thing I used a hint. I honestly didn't think she was legal yet. So
I was like, nope. Well, it's because, and that's why it was like a big deal, because the sister's like, it's like, you know, she's like, it's like, you're old, bitch. Like, why haven't you, like, you know,
done this yet? Yeah. Okay.
Like, you're embarrassing me.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. Well, there you have it. Yay.
It's midnight. Question number 7. What is the title on the tape that Henry is watching?
Yep, I'm not getting this. I did not pay attention to that. Really? Fuck. Oh, God. I should have paid attention to that. Oh, I have absolutely no clue. So I am going with, should I change this question? Because even with multiple choice, I don't even know if anything would sound familiar. You know what? I'm going to use the jock. I'm going to use Danielle. Let's change this question up.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Probably would be harder, but that's all right.
Still midnight. We're going to change the question. Which song and artist is featured during the werewolf transformation?
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Okay, we are going with Sweet Dreams by Marilyn Manson.
That is correct.
Yes. Also featured during that scene is Cry Little Sister. But it's while Danielle and Lori are on the phone together. It's vague, and it's not even the right one from Lost Boys. It's a different variation, but it's also to kind of hint at the whole bonfire thing, just like Lost Boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so Sweet Dreams. Also, while I'm on this high, because I was reading up on some shit, it turns out that originally they were supposed to use Fever by Peggy Lee.
Oh.
Which would have been interesting, but I do like the way they cut this song to this scene. So I think I may prefer this one. But yeah, little tidbit I read.
Yeah. Ha! Look at you. Look at you. 1 a.m. It's time for question number 8. And just to recap, you still have the Fool and the Virgin's abilities to use.
What serendipitous. The Fool and the Virgin are left.
Wow. Well, you know, the others are still alive.
Yeah, yeah.
You've only lost the Whore.
No, the Scholar. I use the Scholar too.
Well, but the Scholar's still alive.
Oh, that's right, in this movie. I'm just thinking, like, afterwards when they did the little switch. And I was like, yeah. Oh, yeah, director called him and was like, yes. Nope. So we're at that part of the movie.
1 a.m., question number 8. Danielle, Maria, and Janet discuss their previous Halloween dates as they put on their costumes. In which city did they hook up with sailors?
Fuck. Didn't they say San Francisco? I don't know if they use multiple cities, but I want to say it was San Francisco.
Final answer?
No, not yet. Okay. God, I have like 5 questions left. I only have 2. I should know this. It sounded like they said San Francisco, and they usually travel there. But see, if I get it wrong and then I lose an ability that I didn't get to use yet. Oh, this sucks. Fuck it. Okay. I'm just going to go with San Francisco. Final answer. I'm taking a risk. Go ahead.
That is incorrect.
Ah, damn it. Okay.
But you were very close.
Okay. Where was it?
San Diego.
San Diego. Damn it. I knew I heard it. Okay. I don't feel that bad. But damn, that sucks. Okay. So the Fool has to go.
The Fool. And you haven't used her ability yet.
I know. I'm so mad. Yeah. So all I have is a Virgin. I got to survive 4 hours. Okay. Go ahead.
Alrighty. 2 a.m., question number 9. What is the name of Mr. Krieg's dog?
I made sure to pay attention to this one. That dog is called Spite. Final answer.
Very good.
Yes.
Yes. Because I remember the longest time, every time I watched this movie, I thought his name was Spike.
Like, yeah, no, for real. Creek. Sounds like it.
Yeah, and then this past Halloween, I watched the movie, and I had my subtitles on, and I was like, Spite. How creative. 3 a.m., question number 10. According to Billy Wilkins, Charlie Brown is...
Oh, I love it. Charlie Brown is an asshole. Oh, I love that little kid. He stopped acting so early in his game. I keep looking him up every time I watch this movie, and he just hasn't done anything. And I hate that. He was so funny. I wish he kept going.
Well, that is, of course, correct.
Yes.
a.m. Question number 11. Rhonda reaches for what? Floating in the water.
Ooh. Now, if I get this, technically I win, right? Or do I have to survive after the 12th question? I remember if... Yes, I think we had to survive the 12th question too. Or I could die, but
I mean, no, you would technically it's like, well, yeah, so if you get this, you still win no matter what, cuz the jock and the scholar are still alive.
No, the jock is dead. Or no, he Oh, the jock no, is just, I just used their used ability. Their ability.
Yeah.
That's right. Oh, so I do have people. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm for some reason thinking that they're gone after I use their ability. But no, okay. So I do have the scholar and the jock.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Okay. I want to say that she reaches for the vampire mask. I'll go with that. Final answer.
I'm going to give it to you.
Okay.
I just said mask.
Oh, okay. I mean, I couldn't be completely positive it was the vampire one, but he was more featured in the story, so.
Yeah, it wasn't even the vampire mask because the kids hadn't made their appearance yet. It was, I think it was just Macy's mask.
Okay. That's right. The angel that she was wearing. Yeah, you're probably right. Okay. Yeah. No, fair. Well, but it was a mask. Yay. Thank you.
5 a.m. Question number 12, the last question. Trick or Treat takes place in which fictional Ohio town?
I cannot believe I remember this. It is Circleville, Ohio. I hope I'm right. I read so many cities, and I want to say that that was the name of it, but I could be wrong. Wait. I read something about Circleville, Ohio, and then I also thought of like Columbus, but you said it was fictional. Mm-hmm. Fuck it. I'll go with that. I'm probably wrong, but yeah. Final answer, Circleville, Ohio.
That is incorrect.
Yeah. Okay.
The correct answer is Warren Valley.
Warren, where did I read about Circleville, Ohio? Maybe they did because they filmed in Vancouver. I'll have to look at my notes and see where I read that from, but.
Yeah, I was like Circleville.
I don't know. I read that somewhere. Eh, well.
I don't know what that is. Well, look at that, Rob. Oh, well, I guess who are you going to sacrifice on this last question?
That's
even though
right.
You won?
So, yeah, Danielle can go. I'll keep Sam.
So you have Sam and Lori. Look at that, Rob. You survived the night.
Yeah. I can't believe I won. Yay. Awesome.
But wait.
Oh, the one last scare.
There's always one final scare.
I forgot about the one last scare. Okay.
How many times does Steve Wilkins bite Lori?
Lori? Okay. Well, I definitely remember the one time, but was there a second? Huh. I'll just say the one time. Final.
You are correct.
Oh, okay. How dare you?
I'm just an asshole. I just wanted to be, you know.
All good. And just like that, because I got the last scare, we're not getting a sequel. It just will never come out. And I don't know what they are doing, but hurry up.
Yeah, you know, and because I was looking this all up and I kept reading stuff and I was like, huh. I don't know why this isn't happening. I don't know. It's like nothing, there's been no movement since, I don't know, 2013 or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sucks. But yes, I actually didn't think I was going to make it through this. This is awesome. I love it.
You made it. Hey, so you got Sam and Lori. Now you can brag about it.
That's cool. Well, I believe next time we'll have a special guest to play.
Ooh.
So then we can both be hosts of this game, but we'll have somebody else come on. They'll choose one of their favorite horror movies and we'll quiz them on that.
That'll be fun. Then I'll be ruthless.
So what are your thoughts on Trick or Treat, actually? Is this something that you watch each year around Halloween, or is it just like a movie you just saw, thought it was cool, and that was it?
No, I love Halloween, or I love Trick or Treat. I don't know if I get to watch it every year, but I do make an effort to watch it. I definitely watched it this year. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's one of the best anthology films ever filmed. It's, I just like how creative it is. And something else that I didn't notice until now, and also kind of reading about it, is that pretty much every death is off screen or I can't think of the word, but it's you just fill in the blanks, basically. Given that, you know, the people who are bitten by the werewolves, they're already dead.
Yeah.
And then Wilkins takes a bite, but he doesn't actually die. But everybody else, off screen or under a sheet. So for horror fans who always, you know, have a problem with, you know, deaths going off screen, this is the one time I don't give a shit. But it also shows how great this director is, because he still gave us visually something to look at, to hear, and keep us entertained, even though we didn't see those deaths. And this movie was rated R, so they had no reason not to do it. So I found that fascinating. But yeah, Trick or Treat is great.
Yeah, it's probably more rated R for the sexuality. But also, and I don't know why I didn't realize it. I knew it, but I didn't realize it deals with a lot of children.
Like lots of children, yeah.
Deaths in this movie are children.
They did not care to kill them kids. They did not love the kids.
And I didn't even realize that pretty much everyone dies off screen. Maybe because they show like the werewolf victims, but you get the one. You get the kid who dies from the poisoned candy, and then they, you know, show his head later. But yeah, that's. And I was reading something where I don't even know what it was. It was like some sort of awards. I don't know, where they were like, this is the Golden Arm Award because it's the only death in the movie that actually is seen on screen. Everything else happens off screen.
What?
Yeah.
I guess so.
So crazy. Also, there's tons of superhero references. Not references, but actors who are part of that genre. Mostly from X-Men. I mean, I can name three off the bat, but you've also got people from Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer. There's also somebody from Iron Man 3, but most of them are from X-Men 2. It's insane, including a voiceover from James Marsden himself.
Oh, is he the radio, or not, the TV?
The TV guy, yes.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Same studio. So they just grabbed a bunch of them fools and put them in this movie. But yeah, basically all from those superhero movies.
Yeah. Because Mike Doherty wrote X2, right?
I think he was. Yeah, he was definitely involved.
He's
for
the
sure.
One who wrote it. So then, yeah, he was like, hey, I'm making this movie. You want to hop on over?
Oh. Did you also watch the movie preparing for this?
I did not.
You did not. Okay. Because I was going to ask if you can, how many horror movie references that you can spot in Trick or Treat?
Oh, God. I mean, I don't know if I can, I can't think of any, honestly. I can't.
There are a couple that I noticed from watching it recently, and then there are some that I read about from the director. So at the start of the school bus massacre, and they're showing the bus drive down the suburban road, which to me looks like the exact road from Nightmare 2, but that was not confirmed. But on that road, you see a car that is very, very similar to Christine, which is technically an omen that something's bad's about to happen, but it's a red, I forget the make of the car, but it's the Christine model. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, I see you. And I actually got this trivia question right at a horror convention a while back, and I won this sort of like, not life-size, but this larger than average doll of Sam because Brian Cox's character Krieg, the old man, mm-hmm. he has a lot of makeup and prosthetic on his face, and that was on purpose to look like a specific horror director, and that's John Carpenter.
I guess I don't see it, but okay.
It's the gray and it's the wild hair and yeah. So they made a point to do that on purpose. Little Billy is also seen wearing overalls with a striped shirt to indicate a Chucky.
Okay.
Reference with the curly hair and stuff. Yeah. So that was a reference. Also, and I wonder if you read about this. So do you remember Lori's pseudo date that was waiting at the campfire? She had that bigger guy who was dressed as a baby.
Yeah.
It's the same actor who played the giant kid in 13 Ghosts. Yes. Same actor.
Wow.
I know. Crazy. Okay. Yeah. I read that and I was like, they really did their freaking homework. But of course, you know about Krieg and his homage to The Thing, another John Carpenter thing. Do you remember? So this is when Sam gets shot multiple times, his hand pops off, uh-huh. and then moves on its own, which sort of represents when the alien is moving around, and what do they say afterwards? You gotta be fucking kidding me.
Oh.
It's a Thing okay. reference.
Wow.
Yeah.
I missed all that. Wow.
And then I read this really small one, and I've seen this in multiple things, TV and movie, but I didn't know exactly where it came from. So apparently, when Krieg falls down the stairs and all of those candies and razors and stuff are on the ground, preceding that is this one gumball that like rolls down the stairs, and it resembles just something, you know, making a lot of noise and then falling to the ground. You can see that in multiple stuff. There's red ball there, you know, anything that gets rolled out of a space, you know, and indicating uh-huh. somebody's in there. It's from The Changeling. And I've never seen The Changeling, so I couldn't recall, but that's where it originated from. That little tidbit of just something rolling towards you.
Yeah, no, I've never seen The Changeling.
There is Pet Sematary. You know where that, you know which scene that was? So this is when Sam cuts his ankle under the bed. Yeah, that's a Pet Sematary reference right there.
Always a Pet Sematary reference. I hate that. I hate it. Anytime I see it in a movie, it's just the worst thing. My Achilles. No.
Yeah. And I think you and I talked about this, but just in case we have not, you know, homegirl who was dressed in the cat costume offering kids drinks, she's actually a werewolf.
In what?
In Trick or Treat. She was part of the clique. You can see her. So
what?
It might have been because they tried to tie everything together. The hot dog costume shows up as one of the men. She brought him to the gathering, and you could see her tail and her gloves. She was a werewolf.
Oh my god.
She was like, watch out for monsters. Yeah, she was a werewolf.
You know, I think I do remember the hot dog being there, but mm-hmm. I didn't even think about it later, even though there's that weird moment at the beginning. I'm gonna have to watch it again and look for her, because I sure didn't see her. It's funny that they kind of like glossed over it. I don't remember seeing her at all.
Yeah, it's real quick. It's real quick. Honestly, if I hadn't read about it, I probably wouldn't look for her, but she's there. I do have a question for you, though. Even though I did change the question, what was the name on that video cassette?
Nature Special.
Never would have gotten it. Never would have gotten it. Can I have your multiple choice?
Yes. So, and I made it pretty hard, because I, for some reason, I thought that one was going to be easier, where it was because it's such a kind of a generic name.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, well, now I have to like come up with things that are similar to confuse you. So A, Discovery Channel. B, Call of the Wild. C, Natural Selection. Or D, Nature Special.
Yeah, never would have gotten it. Never would have gotten it. That was a great question. I'm so glad I skipped that one. Very good. Funny.
I really thought all of my questions were too easy. Not too easy, but I was just like, I don't know how to... Because I was trying to avoid behind-the-scenes stuff because I didn't want to make it impossible. But I thought, a lot... Like, I start... even with the first one with, you know, Maria as Snow White, I was like, that one's pretty easy. It's like
it's very easy. I just had to remember names, honestly.
You just forgot her name, yeah.
Yeah.
She's, for some reason, I always remember her name. Maybe because I like that actress.
She's awesome. I love her too.
Yeah. I never remember Janet's name unless I don't know. I know she was in Smallville one time. But...
So without watching the movie, how was it making the questions? Did you just kind of remember it and looked it up or?
Yeah, remembered certain moments and I was like, okay, let me look up and fact check things and just, cause even like, I didn't actually remember how many kids there were either on the bus. I thought there were 7, like somewhere around the number. I was like, it's 7. I was like, it could be 9. So I was like, it's somewhere in between there. So I was like, let me look this up. I was like, oh, okay, there's 8. All right, cool. So maybe that'll be a challenge, but maybe it'll be really easy for you. The hint I had was pizza.
That's fair. You know, that's fair.
I didn't have a hint for the pumpkin lollipop because I was like, no.
Yeah, I'm gonna get that. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, if you don't, but it made me nervous because you're like, well, he has lots of things, and I was like, no, don't do this.
Yeah.
You know this question.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh yes, and then when the girls talk about hooking up with sailors, I thought that one was fun because
that was a good question.
They have a debate during the conversation where they're like, that was the year we were in Tampa. And they're like, no, it wasn't Tampa. We went to San Diego.
Yes. And I remember it wasn't Tampa. I'm so mad. I thought I heard San Francisco, but all good. Yeah. All good.
You're very, very close.
Yeah.
No, it was fun. I enjoyed looking stuff up and I did get lost in the Wikipedia page and I'm like reading different things and, it's so funny you thought that Anna Paquin's character was like 16. And she wasn't that old. She was around the age of 22. She was something like that.
Yeah, you just never know. Yeah. Well, I'm curious now. I wonder how those behind the scenes questions would have gone. I look, with you and them dates, like you could have had more quotes, and I didn't even tell you about quotes. Quotes I suck at as well, but I'm glad I knew that one at least.
I was trying to make it as fun as possible. I didn't want it to be like, you got 3 questions wrong right away, and now it's like, well, I'm definitely going to lose. This game sucks.
No, it's all good. That's the heart of the challenge. I don't mind. It would just prompt me to want to try again somehow. Yeah, so all good.
Yeah, no, I mean, we already did this once when I asked you the original release date, and that was a bust. So I wasn't gonna incorporate stuff like that again. Or what film festival did it premiere at?
I know, right? Jesus Lord.
No. There's no way.
Okay, so it looks like we are going to wrap up this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed the game, and I cannot wait to see who's going to come on to do a version of Surviving the Night. You'll see another one of these games in Season 3. Now it's time for a Bitch Really.
Bitch Really.
So I'm keeping up with the theme of the episode. I picked one from Trick or Treat. Again, I can't. Well, I mean, yeah, I think pretty much what happened, it resulted in somebody dying, but it's more of a, you know, bitch, please, like, fuck you. And it's honestly what the angel, what's her game? What's her name?
Macy.
God, like everything about Macy. Like when she woke up this morning, she signed her fate. Like this woman needed to go. She needed to go. But the particular scene is when they are down there and, you know, they are, you know, fucking with Rhonda. She even falls. She hits her head and she's still got this like mean look on her face as if Rhonda stole her boyfriend or something. Like that was some very personal ass bullshit she pulled. I mean, it's not like you have to feel sorry for her, but at the same time, it's like, she did something to you. I don't know if she stole valedictorian from you. Like, something happened. But it's that type of bullshit that got your ass killed. Because I literally would have thought that she was playing a trick on me again. And I would not have let her in. I would not have let her in. I would have let that girl suffer at least for the night. And maybe make an anonymous call. I don't know. But I wouldn't let her in. I wouldn't have. And she didn't help me get up. She didn't help, you know, home dude. I'm still wrestling on if he should have died or not. But at the same time, you know,
he was compliant.
Yeah, he was very compliant, very compliant. So my bitch really goes to Lacey just for her stank ass attitude. And, you know, I should give it to her mom. Bitch, really? You raised this woman? I mean, she's just rude to her friend. She act like she's the leader of somebody. I don't know, but I didn't mind her going. Didn't mind her to go at all. So,
yeah. I really do appreciate those costumes too, because she's dressed as an angel.
Yeah.
She's a total asshole.
Yeah.
And we have Rhonda, who's dressed as a witch, and she's, you know, she's just a simple girl. She's, you know, good stuff. Also, I looked up some of these kids are now, because I'm like, oh, whatever happened to Rhonda? It's basically the only movie she did. Now,
really?
She's a theater actress.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so that's all she does. She went to, I don't know which school. She went to a good theater school in New York. That was her dream, and she got accepted. And now is what she does. She does a lot of stuff on Broadway, off Broadway. Yeah.
Very cool. Good for Sam Todd. I like her. Rhonda's, mm-hmm. She's good.
She's good. I mean, Macy's good too, but what's her name? Britt McPhillip. I don't know. I'm a terrible person, but she's obviously good too, because, you know, it's like we hate her. So she did a good job.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah. And Schrader, he's cute, but yeah, he's dumb.
That fool had swag at like 12. Jesus. Right.
burnt out before he even had time to really fully blossom. Oh, well. Well, thanks, Rob. This was fun. I enjoyed it, and I look forward to terrorizing another victim.
Yes, thank you. That was a fun game. I did it a justice, and I'll have to really think about the next one that I'm going to do when it's my turn again. But we'll come back with another episode for January pretty soon.
So enjoy your new year. Don't make any commitments you don't want to make. And we will catch you next time on Bitch, I Ain't Scared.